Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Introducing the Lucky 3 Afternoon Draws. This is an additional daily draw for your favorite Lucky 3 game, which allows you to play your lucky numbers twice per day. The Lucky 3 Afternoon Draw will be aired on NCN Channel 11 at 14 hours, Mondays through Saturdays. If you purchase a ticket for the afternoon draw, it will be valid for that draw only. Multi-draw tickets can also be purchased for these draws. So play Lucky 3 in the afternoon and tune in to NCN Channel 11 or VOG at 14 hours for the drawings. Lucky 3 Afternoon Draws, another easy way to earn some cash. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
The last time we visited Murondoy, emancipation celebrations organized by Catalina and Monica were taking place at the community center. Lucille found it an opportunity to criticize everything. She was unhappy that Lawrence was the MC of the stage show because he used bad grammar, and he was only there because his wife Monica was in charge of organizing the show. She rebuked Catalina and Shelley for being vulgar when dancing to the drums, and finally scolded her husband, Cecil, for upholding their lawless behavior. Cecil became upset and accused her of being in mental slavery. As we return to Murondoy, BB receives a phone call.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Coretta.
Sonny asleep. When? Tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Alright, me go remind he.
Who was that, BB?
Me, I know you wake up.
Yeah, me get up at 20 minutes
A now. Coretta from the village council. She said I got a committee meeting tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Me almost forget, you know. We got to discuss fundraising for the Murondoy football team.
Oh.
Them boys gonna go far, you know, BB. Some really good players on the team.
Me glad. At time Murondoy get recognized for something.
That's why the sports committee working hard. The football team, the cricket team, and the tennis team gonna put Murondoy in the map.
Imagine Anil could have been an international star, eh?
Yeah. When me think back on the pressure me used to put on him to pay attention to the army, me just kind of regret it, you know.
Man, he turned out all right. In the end, he served the side for join the army.
Yeah, baby.
Inside. Inside.
Lucille Carter.
Eunice, thank you so much for agreeing to be my maid of honor.
Man, look how far back we go. Use me, girl.
Even though we just fall out sometimes.
You mean like over the mash costume?
Girl, that was so stupid.
You know, right?
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you. Must be nice to be getting married.
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing.
Girl, you know you can't fool me.
You think me and Ryan making a mistake?
No, not really.
You ain't think we too young?
You think so?
I've been kind of thinking about it.
Maybe it's just pre-wedding jitters, man. I think everybody probably does question themselves before the big day.
I guess. But suppose we get married and then I regret it.
Girl, you can't spend your life worrying about things like that. You just have to take a chance.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I can't help wondering if we're making a mistake. I mean, we're both kind of young.
Well, yes.
Suppose after a few years I don't love Ryan anymore. If I get married, I don't want to get a divorce.
I think you should talk to Ryan about it.
Man, I don't want to worry him.
But how long you been feeling like this, Divine?
A little while now. Man, as you said, it's probably just pre-wedding jitters.
It sounds like you're really worried about it, though. So you should talk to Ryan, because you never know how he's feeling.
Talk to me about what?
I heard you weren't feeling well, Sonny. Are you better now?
Yeah, man, I good. Me sugar to just raise up a little.
You have to try and keep it under control.
Me just dip on the case.
That's good, Bibi.
Me can offer you something to drink, Miss Lucille?
I wouldn't mind the cold glass of water.
All right, ma go get it.
So what bring you this side?
I wanted to talk to you about your position on the village council.
Oh?
I want you to be my ally.
Ally?
Are you completely satisfied with the leadership?
Look, to tell you the truth, I wasn't too thrilled about Ignatius Thomas being deputy village chairman. But I have no problem with your son-in-law.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man. James doing a good job.
Well, I think that things are not progressing fast enough.
Like what's up?
Daily I walk around this village, and there are young people liming at every corner. We need to get them involved. Find work for them.
We walk in and do.
Look the water, Miss Lucille.
Thank you, Bibi.
Me go be in the kitchen.
All right, babes.
Listen, Sonny. I have been trying to talk to Cecil and James, and both of them have an attitude with me.
Oh?
I want you to be my voice on the village council.
Well, I can assure you that whatever the council doing, we all on the same page.
I think you should have been village chairman instead of James.
Look, I think James is a good leader. I mean, I probably gonna be village chairman at some point in the future. But this garong just wasn't my turn.
I think you would make a fine village chairman.
Thank you. But the question is, Miss Lucille, why are you giving James such a hard time?
Frankly, I think he's incompetent.
Where is the evidence of that?
I also don't think he can be trusted.
Okay. In what way?
I think he can be bought for the right price.
Look, those are serious allegations you're making against the village chairman, Miss Lucille.
Call it instinct.
Let me assure you that the village council won't allow James to get anywhere with any crookishness.
And what about the women on the council?
Women?
Look, there's a particular young woman in the council that I don't trust around James.
Okay.
We all know his history with infidelity.
But he and June didn't work out this stuff a long time ago.
I don't believe anybody can change like that.
What?
I believe that once a man is a certain way, they stay that way. They might try to hide, but not change.
I got to disagree with you, Miss Lucille. I used to be very abusive towards Bibi when we were young. And I change. I don't see James doing anything wrong.
If I told you Cecil was unfaithful, would you believe it?
Mr. Carter? No way.
I believe he had an affair.
So wait, you ain't got no evidence of this?
Sister Patsy dropped the hint a little while ago. The name she called was Bella.
And you can believe Sister Patsy? You know she's spiteful and wicked. She could have do that just to get you worked up over nothing.
That may be true. But years ago, there was a woman he claimed was his cousin named Bella.
So, you're not sure you want to get married anymore, Divine? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just have some questions, that's all.
Look, I'm sure if everybody sat down and worried about what might or might not happen, nobody would get married.
But suppose we fall out of love with each other?
At least we would have still experienced love.
Yeah, but aren't we supposed to be together for life?
Yeah.
So suppose you meet somebody else.
Look, I don't doubt that there will be temptations, but I am committed to you, Divine. Marriage is work, and I'm prepared to do the work.
I hear you.
You don't sound too convinced.
Let me ask you something.
What?
You still talk to other girls?
No.
You sure?
Okay. I have friends and would talk. But if you mean if I flirt with other girls, then no.
Hmm.
Where is this coming from?
I saw a text on your phone from somebody named Cindy.
What?
Who is she?
Wow. Miss Carter, I ain't sure you should be talking your personal business with me, you know.
Somehow I can't bring myself to ask Cecil about it.
You're not usually a woman who's lost for words.
I suppose I'm just afraid of what the answer might be.
Look, how long ago was this?
This Bella person was around on and off over the years. The last time I know they had contact was before she migrated to the United States some 10 years ago. I don't know if she has come back since.
Well, I don't think it's fair to Mr. Carter that you're upset with him and not saying why.
I'm just suspicious of him. If he did betray me, I don't know how I will deal with that.
From what I'm hearing here, Miss Lucille, you just need to sit down and talk to the man. I mean, you could be stressing yourself out over nothing.
I still would like you to keep an eye on him and James. I shall say the village council can function more efficiently.
I hear you.
Why would a girl send you a text like that, Ryan? Why are you laughing?
What did the text say?
I don't understand how this is funny.
What did the text say?
Hi, babes. Hope everything is fine. Love and kisses. Can't wait to see you. Cindy.
Oh.
So?
Cindy's my cousin.
Your cousin?
Yeah, she lives in Canada.
So how come you never told me about her?
Because it's only a few weeks ago we got back in touch when I told her and my aunt about the wedding.
Oh. But that's a weird way to text your cousin.
It's just language. Look, I will Skype Cindy tonight and you can talk to her.
No, you don't have to do that.
So you're convinced?
Yeah.
Divine, I know we're young, but I love you.
I love you too.
I mean, I got questions in my mind too. But at the end of the day, life is about taking chances. And we just have to take a chance.
So let me get this straight. Mistress Carter thinks Cecil has some woman which she named Bella?
Yeah. You think it easy, BB?
But is she a woman who usually just say well and she mind? Me can't believe she sit down so quiet and take this on.
Everybody got their weakness, babes.
Me not think Mr. Carter had no woman with she. And she listened to Sister Patsy of all people? Loco.
Well, she want me keep an eye on James and Cecil.
She need to relax yourself and let the village council do them work.
Yeah, you're right. But sometimes you just got to entertain people.
Bella?
Bella?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar. Always a winner.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.